This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. People packed a Catholic church in Tucson last night. They were blocks from a shopping center where a gunman killed six people and wounded a member of Congress over the weekend. People attended one of a number of services in honor of the victims. When President Obama speaks at a service tonight, the crowd is expected to fill a basketball arena. And as people mourn, the family of the alleged killer has made an apology. NPR's Jeff Brady has our story from Tucson.
Reporters have been camped outside the home where 22-year-old Jared Loughner lived with his parents. Tuesday afternoon, two unidentified men emerged and handed out a statement from the family. It reads, "This is a very difficult time for us. We ask the media to respect our privacy. There are no words that can possibly express how we feel. We wish that there were so we could make you feel better. We don't understand why this happened. It may not make any difference, but we wish that we could change the heinous events of Saturday. We care very deeply about the victims and their families. We are so very sorry for their loss. Thank you, the Loughner family."
We walk by faith and not by sight.
At St. Odelia Parish, mourners sang and took communion Tuesday evening. A large group of reporters outside were not allowed in the church, but a scratchy internet feed of the service was available online. Here's Tucson Bishop Gerald Kakanis.
"The tragedy of that Saturday morning will haunt us for a long, long time."
Methodist Bishop Minerva Carcano also was invited to speak to the crowd, which included the family of 9-year-old Christina Green.
"One who in her short life, in her 9 years of life, had already come forth as a servant leader. Let us honor her life by working and serving in this community and serving God in this world."
Green was on her student council and reportedly had expressed an interest in public service. That's why she was at Representative Gabrielle Giffords' Congress on Your Corner event. Giffords remains at University Medical Center in critical condition after a bullet traveled through the left side of her brain. Dr. Michael LaMole says she's able to breathe on her own now, but a ventilator is remaining in place to reduce the risk of pneumonia. LaMole said beyond that, not much has changed in recent days.
"It's week to week, month to month, and I know everyone wants to hear new results every day, but as long as we don't backslide and as long as she holds her own, that's good. That keeps us hopeful."
At a hospital briefing Tuesday, family members of others who were injured during the shooting also spoke. Penny Wilson was there with her sister, who offered support as Wilson spoke in front of the dozen or so cameras lined up. Their mother is Mavi Stoddard, who was shot in the leg and released from the hospital Monday.
"Our mother is doing quite well, actually. She has a lot of strength and
courage,
and she will go forward. She has a long road ahead of her, but her condition is good, I think."
Their stepfather, 76-year-old Dorwin's daughter, did not survive the shooting. The family calls him a hero for using his body to shield his wife from the gunman. Bill Heilman also was at the briefing to talk about his wife, Susan, who brought 9-year-old Christina Green to meet Representative Giffords. Heilman says his wife will recover from her physical wounds, but psychologically, it'll be difficult.
"In her clearest-headed state, she is quite understanding that this was the act of a madman and that blame does no good for anybody. Unfortunately, we're all human and we have dark moments where the inevitable occurs. And we're going to have that as an ongoing issue to deal with."
Christina Green's funeral is scheduled for Thursday. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Tucson.